Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel.
What's up, Diva?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
How's your week been?
All right. A little bit busy. In and out of the snow, and this driveway, helping with that driveway.
Whew!
Yeah. A little bit
right.
Too much.
Well, you know what? I want to take this time out. Ray, I had a great, starting from Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I want to give a shout out to Hassan, baby boy Tolliver, the comedian.
Uh-huh.
GQ Palace was up in the Urban Nest repping Sunday for him. He is awesome. When I say if you want to have a good time, if you want to laugh, him and the rest of the crew, which is Cheeky Singleton and Jonathan Martin, them dudes, oh my God.
You had a fall, didn't you?
I am still, yes, yes. I mean, honestly, I don't do nothing right, but guess what? Sunday, I will be attending a lot more things to put GQ Palace up in the house in Jersey.
That's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Wow.
Oh, it was, when I say hilarious, Bernie Mac ain't got nothing on them boys, okay?
Wow. What?
And I was very much pleased with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout out to him and let him know, hey, GQ Palace got your back, baby. Because this is what we do. You know, we do big things.
Yes.
Just ask somebody about GQ Palace. Coming home tonight on the train, I passed out a few cars. What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wow.
This man is a promoter of boxers that I spoke with.
Mm.
So we going to do it. You know, like I said, I'm about to get out here and get busy.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So you ready for tomorrow, the big V-Day, Valentine's Day?
I'm not ready for it, but you know what? It's here, so I have to roll with it. I've got to roll with it. Sure, dude. You got a hot and juicy topic? Anything you want to talk about?
You better hush your mouth. You know I do. And it's ladies' night tonight, tomorrow, the next day, and after that too.
So no.
My thing is, what are some of the things people do on Valentine's Day you don't do every day?
Mm. Wow. Some of the things people do on Valentine's Day that you normally don't do every day. Go out on a fancy dinner, collect some roses and some chocolate and some kisses, and just have a nice romantic night.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Uh huh. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, but that sounds pretty good.
That sounds kind of
good. Well, see, me, you know, me just getting back into the scene of things, I'm going to go with whatever floats his boat. I'm going to rock with it.
All right.
But first and foremost, it don't matter if it's a him or whatever. If he ain't around, I'm going to float my boat anyway.
There you go.
You know, because at the end of the day, guess what? I'm going to be glad that I live to see another Valentine's Day.
Exactly. You know
that's
what?
That's
my
blessing.
I wonder what... I haven't been single in a long, 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 long time. So I wonder what famous people do on Valentine's Day.
I mean, honestly, like, if you got kids, you know... And I'm sure single people make it happen, too.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't do nothing but just go out there and enjoy dinner with yourself. You might even meet somebody on Valentine's Day.
True.
You know, so don't get all down on yourself or whatever. Mm. You know, half the time, I don't know if I'm single or got somebody.
You ain't right. Woo, that's wow.
So, you know, with that being said, I roll with the flow. I mean, honestly,
right.
If I get something, I get something. You know, my thing is, I'm not about materialistic things. If you take me somewhere and just be there with me, that means more to me than you even giving me anything.
Right.
You know, so I mean. Let's open up these. Let's open up the phone lines.
Okay.
Because I know somebody got something they want to say. And the number to call is 646-200-3838. Don't be scared to press that 1 because me and this diva, we got your back. And we would love to hear your input on this. What you're going to do or what you think people should do. Holler at us. And Diva, with that being said, we're going to go to our first song.
Let's do it.
Watch it, 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 wat
serious. That's all
I
right
think
there.
That's what I need to do tomorrow night.
What you going to do?
I'm a dance for him.
Girl,
look, if I got to put it on a video and send it to him.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, let's do something different tonight. You got any shout-outs you want to give to yo whatever?
Oh, Lordy, why you put me on the spot like that?
Well, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to send a shout-out to somebody special in Chicago, Illinois, OG.
Okay.
If he's listening, he know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Ow. And you can just say, I'm giving a shout-out to you, baby. And they'll know who it is.
All right, well, go, OG, shout out. Well, I'm going to give my shout out. Sweetheart, you know who you are.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm giving a shout out to you.
You had to cough?
I sure did. Anyway, I don't know, I might say the name.
And you know what, honestly, I want to give out a shout out to my GQ family. I love you guys. Oh my God, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
I have to say the CEO, and might as well say his wife, you guys, I love you so much. All the hosts, you know, you guys, we rock. We rock hard, and we do things to make it happen. And
it's
that's what GQ Palace is about. You know, I just want to say I love you all.
Oh, I love you.
Look, tonight is mushy night, and I'm not going to try. I'm going to try to behave, but
oh,
I just
Lord.
Got so much love for my family, seriously.
Uh-huh.
You know, not just my GQ family, my family, period.
Uh-huh.
You know, so much love to everyone. You know, and I hope everyone be happy tomorrow with whatever you get. Life is going to make me happy. Me waking up in the morning is going to make me the happiest person around.
Aww.
So.
Well, since you being mushy, I'm going to take the first caller. And before I take you, lady, listen here, I want to let you know we see you at GQ Palace. Angie, are you there?
Yes,
hello,
I am.
Angie.
Hello, Divas.
Hi.
How are you?
Howdy.
Good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Yes.
Cupid is all in the air and everything.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, I hope everybody get what they expecting at a Valentine's Day.
And you know what, Angie, don't really expect nothing. If you want, you can give a shout out to your little Cupid or whoever, your Valentine, if you choose.
I don't really have a Valentine. I mean, I'm having lunch with my best friend tomorrow. But
that's what's up.
You know, that's because we cool people like that. So
and ain't nothing wrong with it. You know.
Yeah. So and man,
like
we're
I
gonna
said,
have.
As long as I wake up, I'm good.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Listen, the Lord is definitely my Valentine 24/7.
Yes.
Anything else,
I wouldn't care if a man would never be around. He's my all. That's who I'm in a relationship with right now.
I know that's right.
And guess what? Ain't nobody got no more love than he got for me.
And he got, please. I'm trying to tell you now. But,
you know,
shout out to my babies, too. You know, my kids.
Yeah,
Ryan,
of course. And that's what's up.
Yep, so... But as far as, you know, anything else, it is what it is, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
did you hear
what was going on? Go ahead, Rach.
Thank you, lady. Thank you, Diva. Did you hear what's going on for tonight?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What are some of the things people do for Valentine's Day that they don't normally do every day?
That they don't do on the norm as far as their relationship.
Right.
I mean, that can be a number of things. Like
besides spending a lot of money,
right? Besides spending money, which is, you know, I think the time is worth more than money any day. You know,
thank you.
And like, listen, let's go do something that doesn't, like you said, doesn't cost any money. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna make both of us happy. You know what I'm saying? And that can be anything. Like, taking a horse and carriage ride. That costs money, but you don't really do that all the time either. But I mean, just like maybe going to the park. Well, not the weather permissible in certain areas. Weather permissible, you know how we got dumped on in New York, but
right.
But you know, different little spontaneous things, because people go out to dinner all the time. That always happens.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to do something, cook a nice meal. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you.
All right, I'm a cook or whatever. We gonna have us a little. I'm gonna do my little strip dance for them and all that good stuff. You know
what I'm saying? What Beyonce say? Rock it, twirl it.
Do it.
That song has
you
me
know,
thinking
because
of some stuff.
When you really think about it, you don't have to spend money to show somebody what you really care and appreciate about them.
Yeah, affection doesn't cost a dime. It definitely
I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, a phone call from my family, my loved ones, whoever,
right.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
That means a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because, see, that dinner, that it'll be remembered, but as you said, Angie, you go out all the time anyway, so come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
right.
Let's stay. We're going to sit and we're going to draw each other a card or something. You know what I'm saying? Something a little different. We're gonna,
right.
I'm going to make you a card. I'm not going to go buy one. I'm not going to let Hallmark talk to me. I'm going to make my own card. Don't do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I'm going to get your crayons and the construction paper out. You feel me? That's a little different things. You know what I'm saying? See, now with this, society makes it seem like you have to spend so much money on everything. Not just Valentine's Day. It is Christmas. It's Easter.
Exactly.
It's everything. All the holidays and stuff has to be money spent. And
you know what? You hit the man. Me and my sweetie was talking last night about the same identical thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pagans. It's a pagan holiday.
Paganistic, yeah, very paganistic, very paganistic.
You know, and all it's about is money. We
yep.
do it because everybody else is doing, saying, guess what? Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, we going out here and get some hearts.
Yeah.
You know, because then I went to Easter. I said, so what about Easter? He said, what does bunny rabbits have to do with Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff is true. I mean, on that aspect, it gets very deep. But
yes,
it really does. It gets very deep. But I mean, a lot of things were created, you know, for kids and stuff like that, and anything to get their attention, to get anybody's attention. You know what I'm saying?
So. Hold that phone. I'm getting ready to call out somebody. I got Kim. She's listening. And I really need her to press 1 because I need her input. That's my girl. I mean, she's a faithful caller. And Angie, so are you. And we definitely appreciate you.
Definitely.
You know, not just tonight, but every day you are a faithful caller.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we definitely want to give you those props because you are there.
Yeah.
You know, but Kim, if you're listening, press that 1. And I know
wait.
You ain't scared, so
wait,
I can't even say don't be scared.
Hey, let me get Mike on the line first. Mike, are you there?
Mike, yeah,
and
where's
a shout
Mike?
Out to him
Mike
too,
brings.
Because I love him too.
Let's not.
Mike brings excitement.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mike.
What's going on, ladies? Happy Valentine's Day. You got that, Mike?
Valentine's Day, Mike.
that's that girl, Angie. I know Angie got a kiss.
Oh, that girl.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, I am in the building, Mike.
What's going on? Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Thank you.
Mike, did you hear what we're talking about tonight?
I'm sorry, I did not. I was taking care of something, but can you repeat it?
Oh, are you getting ready for tomorrow night or what? But anywho, what are some things people do on Valentine's Day that you don't do every day?
Wow.
Mike, do you have roses for your significant other?
You know what? I'm going to keep it real with y'all ladies. Y'all ladies keep it real with me. Now, no, I don't. But I used to. I got to start and not worry. I used to all the time. That's what I need to start doing, getting back into it. Because, you know, Valentine's Day shouldn't just be about just getting roses just because it's Valentine's Day. You should be able to do that every day.
Yeah.
There,
you know, you should be able to do
Mike.
What you got to do every
thank
day.
Thank you, Mike. There you go. I'll agree
you
with
know?
You on that. I agree
you know,
with you,
some
sweetheart.
People feel like Valentine's Day. To me, Valentine's Day is another day. It's just a thing for society to get more money.
Exactly.
We're
just saying the same thing.
But it's just a special day, so everybody makes it a special day. But I feel like, you know, if you're going to do something, don't just do it on Valentine's Day. You understand?
Yeah.
Do it
day.
Just because you can. Because you love that person.
Exactly.
You know, I was the one, and I'm still that person. I can go in the, I don't care if it's a grocery store. I always stop in the card section, right? And I'll just pick up a card. And it's just to say, hey, it don't have to be a special day, but it's just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you or whatever. Especially, even if that person is like 3 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
But because I want to do this, I'll mail it to him to let you know that I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, that I'm thinking about you. You are on my mind, on my heart.
Yeah.
That's
right. Diva.
Again, like I said, you could do something but, like make a card. You understand what I'm saying?
Some of y'all females
but
ridiculous
don't
on Valentine's.
Give me no candy because I'm sugar-free, baby. I'm sweet enough.
It.
Don't give me no candy.
Give me some chocolate. I want some chocolate.
Yeah, it gotta be Dove chocolate is the best.
Oh my god,
Dove has the creamiest chocolate.
Give me some chocolate.
Not the Russell Stover's. I hate Russell Stover's candy. It's nasty.
Oh gosh.
You gotta guess what's in the box.
I must say I got my Valentine's Day gift already today.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you laughing kind of hard on that. Let me find out, Mike.
What did you get, Mike?
You really, you going to share?
Oh, yeah.
You going to share what it was?
I got a link chain with a link bracelet and a cross on. I'm ready.
Oh,
y'all,
that's Christmas.
Wow.
Y'all went Christmas on Valentine. Let me find out.
No.
Well, what was your reciprocation gift? What did you get?
Hey,
what
I can't tell you yet. They might be listening. I can't tell yet.
Why didn't you give a hug?
Okay.
Well,
listen, we already know that she got a ring, so, you know, that's out of the question. You know, we already know that that's a fiancé.
Right.
But.
Hold on, we got another Don on the phone.
Okay.
Elijah, are you there?
What up?
Elijah.
I'm sitting there cracking up at y'all, man. Y'all are. Oh, Mike, you should have heard it early on. They up here popping that kumbaya. They popping that kumbaya. It's the thought that counts. Let that nigga walk in the door tomorrow with a
with a card he done made, huh?
Listen, let that nigga walk in the door tomorrow with a card made of construction paper. Looky.
Ooh.
Y'all talking? Oh, nah, I'm just playing. You know I gotta get my jokey joke. But how y'all doing, man?
How you been, Elijah?
Oh, gosh.
Actually, I'm not playing. Let that man walk in the door with a paper rolls or
It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem, Elijah.
It's going to be issues.
I know it is.
So
there,
what you saying, women are just materialistic or something? Is that what you're saying?
I ain't say it. I'm, well, I mean, I don't know.
Don't lie, lie, they are. They
are.
They gotta get the
it's part joke, but it's part truth. Let them walk in the door. Like, some people really like that, but I'm just joking with y'all.
You're right, though. No, you're right. I could agree on that. You're right. Some women be like, where are you going with that? Like,
you know,
and
yeah,
some people are sentimental. That takes that to value. They
walk in the door with construction paper. Y'all gonna go in the room and put on them panties, as some grandma panties, and say,
and start yawning. I'm feeling a little tired tonight.
I got a headache.
Them panties, you ain't getting none tonight. That flannel nightgown, that shit.
Hey, grandma nightgown, you the mess. Elijah, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic. Well, basically, it all depends on what stage of the relationship in, but for the most part, people get so settled in, but that's part of the problem. They get so, they take things for granted. All of these things you should be doing every day. Come home,
right.
Get
your girl. I agree.
Even if you stop, if you live in the project, stop in the grass and pick up some shit. You know
what
I'm saying?
So what would you do that you don't do on the norm then?
A flower off the tree and shit on. I love
it. Is like even
kids.
If you're the project.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, no matter where you are, there's a flower or something growing somewhere.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. I agree with you.
You know, that's the cute shit you should be doing, telling you love every day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's not a holiday. You know, show that love and affection regardless, because
it
is what it is.
It's those little things. It's the little things that count.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Wow.
So.
Well, I know if I would have got some sheetrock paper, it would have been a problem.
That sheetrock, Mike.
Construction paper, Mike.
Construction.
I know you said construction paper, but I said sheetrock.
He said sheetrock.
It looked like a Flintstone card.
Nah. Oh, Lord,
he went to a whole nother level. You should have heard him up here, though, the first 10 minutes, Mike. I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, look at them. And talk about what counts. A construction paper card. They will kick that nigga out the house so fast.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
Not really, because
real
like
fast.
I said, well... I guess I can't say nothing because mine's too far away, but anywho.
But, you know.
Well, mail him a card.
Mail him a card.
That's going to be done. But I, you know what, Dons and Divas? I want you guys to hold the line, please. We're going to go to our next song.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the Steppers.
Yeah.
DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Now if you wanna fail, you gotta play it by the rules. You gotta do what I do when I do what I do. If you wanna fail, you gotta play it by the rules. You gotta do what I do when I do what I do. Now step to the left, step to the right, stand around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right, stand around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right.
Somebody that ain't single.
Maybe.
12 roses. Hate it. One of them might get lucky. Hate it.
Well, I mean, single people still go out to dinner and stuff. They treat themselves out.
Yes, they do.
I know.
I'm going to the singles bar.
Yeah, to find a singles night bar somewhere. You know.
Exactly.
Plenty of those.
Well, you know, they don't have plenty of those on Long Island, so I'm struggling.
But you know what? That's a good thing.
All you
got
to do is go to any bar. You will find some single people along with a lot of married people.
Exactly.
You'll find some single people.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm going to play, I'm going to be right here at home doing
mm-hmm.
what I do, you know, and probably on the phone with my baby.
Oh.
It's a bad thing because the car ain't going to get there on time, but it's better late than never, right?
Exactly.
I caught on what you said there.
Mike Hutch.
You said you're going to be at home doing what you do on the phone with your baby. Yeah,
Can't number anything, huh,
it would, listen, it would take Mike to think of that. Well, look, Mike, if that happens, then I have to do that, too.
Oh, shoot.
Hey,
by all means necessary, like I said, guess what my happiest moment would be? Me to wake up in the morning.
Mm.
Yes, there you go.
And to hear his voice. I'm good. I'm complete.
Oh, I hear that.
I'm complete.
Yeah.
But if somebody buy me, if somebody buy me a jet, I'll be there.
Hello.
You know you're going to need that jet. But in due time, that's going to happen too, so... I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Anywho, Mike, you're not going to tell us what the surprise is for tomorrow? Are you waiting till tomorrow?
No, I ain't going to tell y'all.
Well, what if we tell you? What if we?
Well, give us a hint or something.
What if we? I'll make sure that I'll mute the line so she can't hear.
What if we assure him that she's not listening? Can he just whisper and tell us?
Mm. Will you tell us then if she's
just
not
whisper.
Listening?
Maybe not.
He just said maybe not.
Something's telling me that you didn't even get a gift yet. That's why you hiding.
There you go, Angie. Bingo.
And Mike, saying that to you. Mike or Lai right now looking for something to order.
He's trying to get that gift up. Come on, Mike, tell the truth. Just go on and tell the truth, Mike.
Let me say something. He asking the man, do they got overnight shipping and shit?
Yeah.
But Liza, you sound like you already did yours already, and you got a damn pipe. You waiting for the next truck to come through.
He waiting on FedEx to pull up right now.
Overnight that shit.
Hey, do what you gotta do by all means necessary.
Right,
Mike, I know you've seen that episode of Martin when he went to the panty store and ended up buying the foot store.
Yes!
Always Martin, my man. And what happened? And what happened when he bought it?
She was happy as a pig in slop.
What did Martin buy?
He bought her a footstool. He went to the lingerie store, but he ended up buying her the footstool.
She thought it was dirty lingerie. She thought it was lingerie.
She thought it was dirty. Yep, she thought it was dirty. Some panties and stuff.
Yeah,
but you know what? It was the
thought
that
you're the man. You're the man, baby. Yeah. I'm a Martin junkie. That's what I know.
Well, but you know what? It was the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you give or you receive.
No,
it should be
he
the thought.
He didn't give her nothing. He didn't give her anything.
He didn't have anything. Yeah, he had to sit there for 2 hours while he wouldn't did it.
Because it was a 6 month anniversary.
Yeah. Yep, and he had us sitting there for 2 hours. He kept blaming it on Cole.
Wow. So, Mike, you ain't telling, right?
Yeah, Mike ain't telling nothing. He ain't giving up no info.
You hear him talking about, I ain't telling y'all.
Y'all ain't better off getting the inbox.
I would not even do that to you. Seriously.
Y'all be better off getting the inbox.
Well, inbox me, Mike, and tell me. I promise I won't say it. Look, Mike, I promise I won't say it on the air what you did.
We ain't friends.
Hey, what had happened?
I said, we ain't even friends.
Oh, we ain't friends? Oh, wow. You must have blocked me then. Listen. Well, for Valentine's Day, can I be your friend again?
For Valentine's Day, yeah.
Thank you, Mike. You know what? You're a sweetheart. As of right
now. You gotta remember, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you say that you want to add me. But you know what? I want you to pray for and with me on that. And with that being said, we going to the next song. You guys hold on, Dimes and Demons. We got to go to our next song.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, I've been listening now. Doubting, dying, begging, crying. Somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening. Thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me. I'll be the man.
Bring my baby back to me. What? Do we still have everybody here?
Yeah. It's time here.
Bring my baby back. Oh, wait. Go ahead. You know what, Anthony Hamilton, man, I can't even say nothing.
That's what I'm saying. My body is here, but my mind is on the other side of town with him. He can take me to the other side of town. Taxi, can you take me to the other side of town? Mike, Angie, Elijah, and Jerry.
What do you think about Anthony Hamilton singing that song?
Yeah, I like his music in general. That's my type of music. So
exactly.
I like his stuff. I like it.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you sounding a mighty dry right now. What did you think about that song right there?
all his music is hot. I got his CD. This joint is fire. He made that love bacon, even with the fat girl song he made.
Sons and Divas. I have another caller. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Correct me if I'm not. Chick the Comedian.
Oh, my goodness. Hey,
how y'all doing?
Yes. Listen, everyone. I was at a performance on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Chick, Hassan, and Jonathan. There is no explanation for these guys. Chick, this is T. You guys are the bomb.
Thank you.
Welcome to Love Fantasy, sweetheart.
This is the Love Radio, right?
Yes, this is the Love Palace.
I want to let y'all know that y'all got me in trouble with that song. I cannot play Anthony Hamilton. I'm going to call right now and say, see, mother, I should have left your ass. I should have been singing that song. I should have left your ass. I'm like, boy,
wow.
I didn't do that. But you is going to do something. That's why I said, left your ass for the future. Leave your mouth for the future, because you're bound to fuck up.
Wait, hold on. What happened? All the love. What happened?
Oh, Chick, we appreciate you calling, sweetheart.
I miss
everyone, this is a comedian. Be listening out on our shows because he will be there.
You're a comedian? That's something funny. Yes, I am a stand-up comedian. And I'm also a person who does not control his relationship. I am here to take advantage of. We need to hear more songs to make you cry. See, that's why I love to be heard to cry.
Wow.
What the hell is
that? I heard that.
You better come up here and correct her. They're going to get you.
Equipped with own music.
You need to have that song when you land in your bunk for all the prisoners who no longer have nobody to hold them. And they're sleeping next to Ray Ray and next to Big Old
He's acted up now. That's what comedians do. I'm telling you, he's mad funny, and you got to hear him.
Wow.
You know,
they can't hear me Friday. I will be on this show 8:15 and 9 o'clock. Actually, I'm going to be on the show on y'all radio station 8:15 and 9 o'clock Friday, right before I go on stage at the Papa Cafe in Queens.
Okay.
So it's going down.
Okay, everyone, Chicky will be on our show.
Oh, yeah, I'll be tuned in. And if you better take that stuff, then you don't.
And I appreciate you calling, seriously. I mean, the love, that's what we live for. And I told you I would make it happen, right?
Now, look, you see that I told you I get emotional, and y'all are making me, you know, this is like the proudest moment of my life. The first moment was my kids. The second moment was my when I got out of jail. And this is the third best moment of my life.
The third.
Just remember that. You have one third of my heart. And I thank y'all for letting me get on the station.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Day.
You've been Mrs. Sissy. So clapping. I love y'all. Make sure y'all phone in at 8:15 Friday.
Thank you for calling, Chicken, and we would definitely be tuned in Friday for you.
Bye, T. Bye, Rejo.
Bye.
Oh, that was nice.
When
I tell y'all guys, Rachel, you remember when we were talking earlier?
Yes.
He was one of them.
Wow.
And wow. I'm telling you, he will have you in tears. I love them guys.
Wow, definitely funny. I would love to see him on stage. Wow, I'm definitely gonna show some love
there.
Hey,
you got to get with him because I'm telling you, it's none other.
Wow.
Like I said, Chicky, Hassan, and Jonathan from Newark. These guys are hilarious.
Wow.
And we had Hassan on our show. And, you know, like I said, I want to give a shout out to all of these guys because they're really doing the damn thing. I mean, honestly. So. You heard it. And that's only a portion of it. So you guys make sure you tune in Friday. He told you what he's going to be doing Friday. You don't want to miss it. Oh, Mike, Elijah, Jerry, Angie, what y'all think about dude?
About who?
The guy that was just on. He's a comedian.
Yeah. it's too early to tell.
Right.
Oh,
you know
well,
what
you
I
make
mean?
Make sure that you tune in Friday.
Friday, I'm gonna try to get on Friday.
From 8 to 9.
I heard him
from
try
to.
I heard him try to do a little something. Too early to tell though.
Yeah.
We got some comedians up here in our own right.
I know that's right.
You got the bar has been set high, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But
I definitely want to give a shout out and, you know, applaud these guys.
Yeah.
I heard them. So, hey, my word is my bond. They are hilarious.
Wow. I'm going to try to check them out on Friday if I ain't busy.
Definitely do that. If you can, I'll make sure that I put that link up on your wall. So you can see
him.
Okay.
I'm going to call it. I'm going to make sure I'm blunted and.
Oh, God.
Let me stop.
Listen, y'all. With Valentine's Day here, I'm not even going to say approaching because it's already here in a couple of hours. I want to know some of your most memorable Valentine moments, good and bad. How about that?
Wow, that's serious.
Go ahead, Diva.
That's serious. Diva. Oh, my God.
Angie, you know what? Since she was our first caller, you go with that.
Can I pass? That's going to take a little start of that one. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, Mike probably somewhere there. I'm trying to get that gift for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, let me tell
Elijah.
I'm here.
You want to answer that?
Well, my most memorable, I mean, when you said it, something just came to mind. But this was a minute ago. with my college sweetheart, and I remember because I went to state up, I went to college upstate New York. So I remember we rented like a little cabin type thing. It was probably like 6-7 feet on snow, but we was inside with the fire, wood fire, blah blah blah, some champagne or something something. That just kind of out. That was probably my best one. Because there was nobody around. You was cut off from everything. Shit wasn't moving. Like I said, snow was all around the place. So that was pretty cool. I remember that.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't even know if I had a bad one, but that was the most memorable. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Viva Rachel. Ray Ray. Do you have any memories, good or bad?
Let me think. Let me see. My marriage goes way, way, way back. flowers were being sent to my job, and someone comes knocking on the door at my job. And you know us African American people, we don't like the popo. We don't like the police. So to me, it looks like a police car outside. And go to the door, looks like a police officer, DT or something. So I'm, yes, sir, can I help you? And so he says, I'm looking for Rachel Hawkins. I said, well, she ain't here. She ain't at work today. What can I do for you? He says, oh, I have a delivery of flowers. I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry, that's me. I was pretending like I wasn't myself until he said he had a delivery of flowers and that he was on the phone.
I hear that.
Was a good one. Yeah, so he got one over on me on that one. It was very sweet.
That might have been one of my most memorable, you know, getting balloons and flowers and candy, you know, at my job. But it was a lot of years ago. And so, I'm saying, can you make this, if you're listening, make it happen again.
Yeah. I hear that.
Make it happen again. But Dons and Divas, I want you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song.
Ooh, baby. Who the hell is LJ?
That's all right.
Ron G, if you guys are on that line, press that one. We apologize. It don't matter. These are my people. I'm calling. Mike, you know I call people out. If you hadn't
sure,
heard. Oh, and matter of fact, hey, Kim, I got. These are faithful callers. Well, not actually Ron G. None of those are faithful callers. But I know Kim is a faithful caller.
I
and
have
Mike,
one
you
of my
always
faithful callers.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay.
I have one of my faithful callers on Kia. Happy
Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey, Kia. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie. Hey.
Sorry I'm late. I went to a
Better late than never.
I'm sorry. I was at this art show in Harlem. It was very nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really nice. Wow.
How are
you?
Really
nice.
What are some of the things people do, Kia, on Valentine's Day you don't normally do every day?
I'm the wrong person to answer that because isn't that saying
you've been in a relationship all
I've been
Valentine's
in a relationship.
Day.
Don't get me wrong. I've been in a relationship with Vincent, and Vincent never, he was never here for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day was always the week after. My Valentine's Day was always the week after, so I never celebrated Valentine's Day with him.
Okay.
He was always the week after. You know, Valentine's Day, my Valentine's Day was never the 14th. My Valentine's Day was always the week after when he got back from tour, got back from duty. It was always the week after. So that's why I say that Valentine's Day. Now, maybe my college day, I had good Valentine's Day then. When your Valentine's Day.
I did ask the question to the callers. What are some of your most memorable Valentine moments, good and bad?
Like I said, never had a Valentine's Day with Vince on the 14th. But we're talking about prior to 2007, 6, 5, yeah, they were great Valentine's Day. Great. So I have no complaints with that.
Right.
So, you know, Valentine's Day is like, you know, with somebody like me dating, it was like, you know, Valentine's Day. But my Valentine's Day, like I said, was until the following week. And, like, tomorrow I'm going up to CeeLo down at the beach packing district. They have something down there, but I'm going with this guy named Johnson, who's a friend. So I'm going down there at 1:30, and then at 2:30 I'm going to get something. So everybody's like, aren't you going to the office? I'm going to the office at 8 o'clock tomorrow because I got to prepare for a hearing that I got to be in Boston for. So I'll be cutting in and out tomorrow. That'll be my Valentine's Day going to Little Stuff, cutting in and out.
So when are you going to Boston?
I'm going to Boston on Monday.
I'm
staying overnight for Tuesday, 8 o'clock meeting, so we got to be there all day. So I'm going like Boston starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to be in Boston later on that night because it's a big hit. So my Valentine's Day is going to be tomorrow, in and out tomorrow. They got a lot of stuff going on in New York City, especially in Harlem. They got some day stuff going on. It's like 1:30. Like CeeLo is having something down there. That's down there about 12. Down there by the meat district, and then they're having something in Harlem later on that afternoon. So I'm gonna be dipping and dipping all day tomorrow, and then you know I got family members in town for funeral. So it's gonna be that's how my Valentine's gonna be. But my thing is with my nieces and nephew. I like to I'm a big book reader, so my Valentine's gift to them is like books, and I know a lot of black authors that children books. So I had to go come get some stuff signed, but he already dropped them off to my house. Malik Jones, he's also a basketball coach for Science Park, so he wrote a children's book. So he dropped the books off to my house. This is going to be gifts I'm going to give to my nephews and niece, you know, packing in the bag and give them, you know, I don't buy teddy bears because, you know, teddy bears is like, you know, kid with it, you know. So he wrote a book, and another author who's a Hudson, Sherla Wade Hudson, with just a book, they like, great children's books, and they're known. So she's going to drop the books off tomorrow. So
That's how I pack theirs up for Valentine's Day. I get little stuff from friends. You know, some of my frat brothers send stuff or, you know, whatever. I'm not big, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I go out to dinner tomorrow, which I'm not, but, you know. But I'm definitely going to enjoy the scenery of New York City tomorrow. What are you guys doing? What was the topic? That was the topic?
It is now.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yes. What are some of the things that you do on Valentine's Day that you normally wouldn't do, you know, on an everyday basis?
Okay, what you doing tomorrow, T?
Why are you laughing,
you
T?
You doing something? What, Mike?
See, phone boning.
Phone boning.
Shut up.
You
gonna
be talking
on the phone?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Have a late night phone session.
No, I'm talking about moaning on the phone.
Actually, I wish my baby could be here, but
you
unfortunately, he's
him.
In Chicago.
You can FaceTime. You don't want to FaceTime him?
Yeah.
Listen. Regardless, I'm still going to send out a shout-out to my baby in Chicago.
You can give a shout-out?
Yeah, you can give a shout-out if you want to, sweetheart.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Khalil. I'm telling you right now, one of the best friends I got. He always remembers Valentine's Day and my birthday, you know, while we sent me some separate, what's the name? Sent me a beautiful, beautiful elephant picture and some elephants. Always been the best. My college, one of my best college dudes. I'm shouting him out right now. I walk in my house, it's like, wow. So that sort of thing, I knew it was from him. So,
damn,
I'm great shout out to him.
Mike, we're doing different things tonight. If you choose to give a shout out to your significant other, you're welcome to.
Tell us that gift while you at it.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, I give a big shout out to my baby. My baby. Just tell
your
baby. Say name, right?
Mike, who's your baby?
What?
Well, her name is Mike.
You
talking
about what? Well,
you know what?
I can't.
Listen,
I can't.
Listen,
I can't.
Listen,
I call her beautiful. Now,
that sounds a little suspect to me, Mike. I don't know.
I ain't trying to start nothing.
I'm just saying.
I know that my baby is listening. Grenade. Hi, sweetheart. Press that one, baby.
Well, Jonathan D, we have another caller I'd like to bring on the line.
Okay.
Nope. Did I say that right?
Who?
New caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you tell us your name, please?
My name is Knox. Hey, you know what?
Knox. Okay, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Happy Valentine's Day.
I am doing great at work.
Hi, baby.
Listening to what's going on.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, baby.
Oh.
What woman?
What the hell going on in here, baby?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's my Valentine's right there.
I'm so glad I called Dan. Go ahead,
That's my sweetheart.
Ain't that nice?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, did you hear that?
I don't know about all that sweet stuff, but.
Listen, guys, he's a comedian too, okay? He has me laughing all the time. That's the good part. What's that?
Fancy.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter. He has me smiling and laughing all the time. That's a good thing.
How nice.
Baby, do you have a question and topic for tonight?
Doc, have you heard the topic tonight?
The topic? What's the topic?
The topic is, what are some of the... What are some of the things that you do on Valentine's Day you don't do every day? And we already know. I already know, but they don't know how
don't
you
know.
Feel.
You might know. We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are some of the things you do on Valentine's Day that you normally do not do?
Oh, every day, yes.
I work.
So you working on Valentine's Day too then, huh?
I work every day.
That flight ain't coming to New Jersey.
Well, I happen to host a radio show here myself, and it keeps me quite busy.
Okay.
Keeps me quite busy, but I move around. I get around.
So what would you do on Valentine's Day that you normally don't do besides other than work?
Probably go to New Jersey.
Okay.
Oh,
I love that.
South
Jersey.
Oh.
Miss
standing
D.
up in the top.
Miss D,
Yes.
Don't you stay in Jersey?
No, he's in Chicago.
No, I'm in
Chicago. Do you stay in Jersey?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you, baby. Kisses, hugs, love, everything.
That's funny.
That's my Valentine right there.
Listen, T, I aspire to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, my God. I'm a snowflake.
Listen, Angie.
Everybody,
I am complete with my baby calling in. Seriously.
That's all good.
That is my Valentine's right there, you know.
That is all good.
That's what I want for.
Go ahead, T.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I have a question. What cities are on the line?
What's what?
Every city.
What cities are everybody in?
Oh, well, New York, Jersey,
New
Viola. We state to state now here.
It's
in an
so you all are just about as cold as I am in Chicago.
Oh, exactly. New York, sweetie, we got dumped with all that snow.
That's good.
He says good because Chicago didn't get it.
Man,
oh, wow. Well, we're supposed to get a little more tonight.
Yeah, so they
say
it's
3 to 5
inches more.
Yeah, about 5
on top
of
the 30
we already got.
Y'all is so spoiled. Y'all don't know what real snow is.
What?
Elijah.
Oh,
yeah.
Elijah.
Where you calling from, Elijah?
Y'all don't
know. He's in New York. Elijah's in New York.
What real damn snow is. New York lose their damn mind over a couple of inches of snow.
No, we got a little more than a couple of inches this time.
Exactly.
Oh, you must know. How old? Who's that? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 40. We used to get a lot of snow. Yeah.
Come on, then you know about the storms of 76. 77,
I know.
Six, seven, eight feet. This shit ain't nothing, and the whole shut down over 6, 7, 8 inches. Come on now.
Yeah, it definitely shut us down though.
Yeah, always. And all they talk about all day on the damn news, messing up the TV.
True. I can't even watch the news. They ain't even talking about nothing.
Elijah.
Talk about that cop they're out there killing everybody.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, they done set him on fire.
No, he
they didn't identify him. No, they didn't identify the body.
Make sure they hasn't identified him?
They didn't identify, but they're not going to say it's him. They just know it's a body, and that the body was in the house. I was looking for that when I was driving up here. They hadn't identified him. Can it be amazing if it's not him? Wouldn't that be shocking if it wasn't, if it's not him?
No, it wouldn't be shocking, because I felt he probably had somebody else with him anyway.
That's what I was you know what?
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
They're not rushing to identify him right now. Like, wow.
That's crazy. That's
and they already figure out who it is, you know?
Yeah.
Because he had a shootout again with... And I think he killed the cop again last night. But
he killed, he did.
The guy died that he shot, He snapped. You know what I'm saying? People were playing with his emotions.
Yep.
Right. Dude has some problems. That's premeditated.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about happy times.
What is
Angie and Rachel doing tomorrow? I didn't hear what is Angie and Rachel doing tomorrow.
I have a lunch date with my best friend.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna cook. We're gonna have us some wine and just chill out and relax.
Yeah.
What did she say you was doing?
Rachel has to work tomorrow. Unfortunately, Rachel bought her Valentine gift today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it hurt me to my heart because it hurt my pocket. So let me stop. I got him a new iPhone 5. His phone was too outdated. That thing was just
doing Christmas gifts right now.
I have to be, actually, me and my sweetie hasn't been long, maybe a week and a half, too. Him just showing up saying what he says on the radio, that may be complete, you know?
That was very nice.
All I can do is say, you know, lots of love to my baby, Knox. Thank you, baby. I just feel like when it do happen, it's going to be big.
Aww.
And, you know, I just want to say happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart. We're going to make things happen.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow. You know,
oh, yeah.
A card is going out. It'll be late, but it's better late than never.
I'm going to get y'all free going. You're going to get y'all free going. If you want to do that.
Listen, Mike, that's
soon
to happen, okay? Because the birthday is next month. Find out tomorrow. Dons and Divas. I want you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song. But do not hang up.
So what was this about? Why did they pull me over today?
Why didn't you just let me drive? We talking and you gonna run through the light.
I didn't even see the light.
It was right there in your face.
You know, just ran the light back there.
I'm sorry, I really did not see it.
Step up
the
car, please.
Did not.
Yeah. My wife loved your music.
Is that right?
Yeah. Say, we'll just call it all good. You give me your autograph.
Oh, cool. Sorry about that.
No
Thank
problem.
You. I appreciate that.
Enjoy your night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. So tell me what happened.
Yeah.
that. One more year, please.
Baby.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Knox. Mr. Knox, that was dedicated for you and I.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me find out.
Because I found you. Wow.
I want to dedicate that song.
I'm speechless.
And Knox, dedicate.
Thank you, Diva. I love you.
I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. We have another diva on the line. Happy Valentine's Day, Miss Kim.
Baby.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Kim.
Valentine's Day to everybody.
You too.
Okay.
Did you hear what we're talking about tonight?
Yes.
Well,
me personally, I got something nice and sexy, and I'm dancing tomorrow.
You go ahead. Go ahead, Beyonce.
I'm a twirl, I'm a spin, I'm a do all of that tomorrow.
Oh,
do
my
it.
God.
Do that.
Yes.
I knew my girl Kim would come out with it.
You didn't get your hair thing yet, did you?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. You don't got to get your hair done. Yes, girl.
My hair done. My nails is done. My toes
hey,
is done.
Yep.
Ooh. Hair done, nails done, everything did.
Everything.
Lipstick
ready. Lipstick ready.
Yeah. Look, I got everything.
You better go ahead.
Go ahead, girl.
I ain't even mad.
You got to do lingerie, do undies, too? That goes along with the territory.
Did you try it on again yesterday just to get ready?
You know, I tried it on when I came home today from work.
Okay,
like,
go ahead.
Care,
go
know,
ahead.
It's right, and the outfit looks complete. Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Go ahead, Cam.
And I'm excited. Oh, wow. I'm excited.
What color
hey,
is it? What color?
Should be.
Of course, red. Of
red.
Course. I just want to make sure it was red. They got that two reds.
Yeah,
you
always have
four
colors.
Red.
If it's red, pink, or white,
yeah,
it ain't
look.
Right.
Okay.
She went with the right colors, red.
Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah,
you have
there goes
red.
I'm so happy for you, Kim.
Look, and the second part, what was it to the question? Something that I haven't done. I haven't danced for anybody. So this is the
wow.
Last.
You gonna
first
dance
time.
Tomorrow
wow.
Night, right?
Oh, wow.
You dancing first. Tomorrow night?
I'm gonna, look, I'm going to dance, and I'm hoping he records it because I want to see myself out there.
Go ahead. Oh, stop here.
Oh, wait.
You don't need to have time.
The biggest cause is Mike.
Girl, you going to have those
always
right there with you.
In on Kim. Mike, are you
so
there?
Yeah,
Mike.
Mike, press one.
Yeah. Yeah, what Kim
please.
Is saying?
What?
Remember Kim just said that she gonna do for her significant other?
Oh, I missed it. What you gonna do, kid?
Oh,
okay.
I'm dancing tomorrow. I'm dancing.
Well, put on that Destiny Child song. Let me cater to you, baby.
Oh,
girl.
I'm
going
to
get
your
dinner,
your slippers, your teaser. I don't know if I'm singing it right words, but that's how it sounds.
Mike.
Go ahead.
Mike,
yeah.
You handle that.
Wait. Well, I got somebody. Why would I want to handle that? What you trying to say here? I got somebody.
Hey, Mike, you trying to say here. Trying to get somebody in trouble. What you trying to say?
Yeah,
what you trying to say?
I was just trying to see what Mike, where his mind was. But he real scared. His diva
well,
got him on lock.
I don't know if mine's listening. What do you mean got you scared?
Well, we don't even know her name, so it's like her name is
Mike. Shut up, Mike. Please just
she
shut
could
up.
She could be in a figment of his imagination for all we know. He's telling stories right now.
Well,
Uh-huh. It's an easy story.
He
like,
can't even talk about therapy. He can't help. We got to find out what's going on.
I want to believe
their
stories. That's what y'all want.
Well, if Mr. Knox is still on the line,
still
maybe
is.
All I want to say, oh, yes, he is. I wish I could dance for you tomorrow night.
Oh,
no. I don't have Skype. I will.
He said, only thing you got to do is jump on that plane. You heard him. Yes, he did.
Ooh,
I heard him.
Baby.
On that plane.
He said, the ticket is waiting at the airport. Let's go.
And I need a 2-hour down.
I'm out of here.
Need a 2-hour dance.
I gotta go. What happened, baby?
Need a 2-hour dance.
Oh, he want a 2-hour dance.
You go, girl.
Damn.
Can you handle that? Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
2 hours. Hi, somebody.
He said, can you handle that?
Show him
how
to shower with that trench coat on,
Dean. You better get that routine together. You better get that routine together tonight.
Show him how to shower with that trench coat and pumps on, girl.
Listen, he already knows what I'm about. I'm on my way, baby.
Tell me anything.
I'm on my way.
Tell me anything.
I'm telling the man lies. He knows what he's going over.
I ain't telling my man. Mike, tell me.
No way.
Shut up, Mike. Hey, I'm out of here. All I need is the okay. I'm out of here.
He gave you the okay. Go ahead, see.
Okay. He said, come on, I got to do this because I know it's for the best. This, okay. You know what? This
it's
may be something I can talk about for 20 years from now.
But Kim,
yes,
Kim,
yes.
Are you cooking though? Are you making something special, a dessert, or are you just going to be the dessert? I know you're going to be the dessert.
Well, I'm going to be the dessert, but I am going to cook.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
I am going to
cook.
Yeah, I know you're going to be the dessert.
Look, he will get the royal treatment.
That's it.
But I have a serious question for everybody. Do you think Valentine is more for a woman than or a man?
For a woman.
Think Valentine is
for a woman, right?
Yeah.
Will somebody get the phone?
Oh, my God. Ow.
Okay, phone.
Ow. I
think it's for a woman, I think.
For a woman, right?
Yeah, I think it's more Valentine's
Day is for females, man.
Yeah.
It is. So that's why I don't understand why Mike ain't telling us where he got his woman.
He's
bragging about his link chains and bracelets and all that if it's for a woman.
I smell he is. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh! Oh, he did.
Yeah, he's sick.
So, Mike, I got a question, Mike.
I'm genuine, baby. He's talking about he's genuine.
Mike, how creative are you going to be with the giving her a gift?
I'm going to be very creative. That's not about what I'm going to give her after the gift. Because not only am I going to eat chocolate out the box, I'm going to eat chocolate out both of them. Give me the job.
What's your
name?
Amen. And then I'm going to lick the cream off my lips.
High body karate, like damn American.
Shut up, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
Mike. You shut up, Mike.
That's what you're doing.
What's your name? Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
You tell us about the gift next week.
What is
that? I said, are you telling us about the gift next week?
I'm going to tell you about next week. I'll call every episode.
Somebody's phone ringing.
It's the phone, man.
I got 20 people here that can answer their phone.
Oh, snap. Oh, that's my baby right there.
Oh, damn.
That's my baby saying that.
That's your baby
that
with 20
baby?
People. I hope they ain't all mad.
What, a kid from Kentucky?
No. He works at a car dealership.
How you know that man wanted you to tell where he worked?
He don't care. But he wants you to call and get a car.
Ain't nobody like baby. You, Mike. I have hiding.
Right, baby? My baby, he ain't ashamed of where he works.
Of course not.
Listen.
Make that money.
A living is a living.
Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead.
A living is a living.
Mike. You know what, Mike? You can just share. Mike. Why don't you just share, since we all, like, have been close and everything, just share what you're giving her so we can be like, oh, that's nice, Mike.
Yeah, so we can give you your accolades. So we can give you your accolades.
So we can get it all the way down. Oh, Mike, that's so nice. But say everything that you want to say what you're getting.
Oh, whether y'all say it's nice or not, it ain't going to matter to me. It's going to matter to us.
Shut up.
Donza Divas, listen, Donza Divas. If anyone has a final thought on this topic tonight, feel free to speak one at a time.
Okay, here we go.
I'm on my way out.
Happy Valentine's Day. May y'all be safe. May you get everything you get. And may you get your licks, and your licks when they get licks. Happy Valentine's Day.
How? My thoughts, my sentiments exactly, Mike. May you get everything your loins desire.
I confirm. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, God, Mike, that was enough. Everything on my side, I agree with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my question is, well, happy Valentine's Day. Does anybody know where I can get a portable pole?
What
do you
think? What happened? A pole.
A pole, yeah. A
you
portable
could go,
pole.
You could go to the toy store. You can go to Expressions. I don't know if you have one by your house or whatever, but Expressions have them. They got swings, too.
Yeah. Okay. And it's one down on Broadway, too.
Perfect.
Oh, Kim, you could have had all this in place, but you got time in the morning time to get this stuff.
I got time.
I'll take care because
I have to leave myself.
What is your answer, Mr. Knox?
Well, I have to get off the phone because I have to shut this place down and get out of here.
Well, we thank you for calling.
I'll talk to you later, baby.
Okay.
All right,
y'all take care. Bye.
Building.
Wow, it's so cool. Everybody can have a nice Valentine's Day.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Well, you ladies, enjoy yourself tonight, tomorrow, and then many days after that.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Not me.
Go ahead, Diane. Pick them up on the station. You don't need the road. Player from the Himalayas.
Maybe.
Anybody, Angie?
No, Angie had to run. Angie spoke.
Oh.
She had to run. She spoke her piece.
We both
agree with Mike said. We concur with Mike said.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
me too.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we concur with Mike said.
Okay, now
for the first time, you know, I agree with Mike saying.
Yeah, right. And I'm happy for you too.
What?
Hush, Mike.
Oh, Mike, please.
Diva,
so funny, Mike.
Diva. My love, my damn other altar, my Diva Ray. I love you, sister. what's your Thanos on, sweetheart? That's my partner right there, everyone. Not other, my Ray Ray.
Thank you. I love you too. My other half of the Diva Squad. Thank you. My final thought for tonight. I want to thank God first and foremost for the Diva Squad.
Exactly.
I thank God for GQ Palace. I thank God for all the callers. Thank you, callers, the listeners. Next time, press one. And all of our supporters of the Diva Squad, thank you. I would like to say happy Valentine's Day to Miss T, my other half. I love you. Great job tonight. And before I turn it back into your hands, I want to say a very happy Valentine's Day to our CEO and executive. We love y'all.
Yay.
Valentine's Day. And now I'm going to turn over your hand.
Wow. Wow. This is deep. Like I said, I want to send a shout out to my baby in Chicago. Renee, Mr. Knox, however you want to pronounce it, whoever you want to call him. My GQ Palace family, none other. Always mad love for you guys. Ray, you my extra backbone. We each other's extra backbone. We're going to be there for each other. Regardless, thick and thin.
I ain't going nowhere.
Whatever. Never that. The executive producer, the CEO of the whole kit and caboodle. Guys, there's no love to express for you guys. Seriously. I've been here with you from day one. Whew. Let me get off of that. Whatever you guys do, love and appreciate who you with tomorrow, the next day, years, centuries, whatever you do, tomorrow's just another day. But I'm thanking God if he blessed me for another day. I love you guys. Thanks to all the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. Thursday. Starting the 21st, you got Reality and Relationships with K.L. Belvin and his wife. You have Friday Love and Entertainment host Rich Money from 6 to 9. You have Sunday, Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9, Living Up Light. Monday, Relationship Lies and Loyalty with your host, Steph Dallas from 7 to 9. Also, Monday, Speak Your Point, 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. Tuesday's GPS Court, 8 to 10, The Mayor. Wednesday, Love Fantasy, The Diva Squad. Not other than me and your host, Rachel. We're here from 8 to 10. Thursday, like I said, starting this week, Reality and Relationship. Make sure you tune in to all of our shows. We have like 7 different shows, 11 different hosts. We're doing big things. Make sure you remember us. We love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Be safe, and we love you.
Holla. Oh, find you. Still be thinking about the times we had.